Hi friends, Nathan Pierce here with The Frontline. Before we get started today, I want to pause and reflect on something that is heavy. Many of you have heard the tragic news of the shooting that took the life of Charlie Kirk. I didn't know Charlie personally, but I know several who did, and they've spoken of him as a man who loved the ways of God, who stood boldly in defense of truth, and who cherished his family deeply. And moments like this remind us just how fragile life is and how deep the brokenness of our world runs. Political violence is not just an attack on one person, it's a wound to the holy body of Christ and to our country. But in times like these, we must anchor ourselves in God's word. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." Matthew 5:9. And the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Our tendency can be to be angry about things like this. We can be distraught over something that doesn't seem to be good. But let's think of ways that we can look towards the hope that God has given us, even in the midst of grief. Let's think rightly about this moment. Let's grieve, but not as those without hope. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 tells us, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope." 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his great mercy, has caused us to be born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." And my personal favorite verse in John 11:25, this is Jesus talking. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies." So today, let's not build anger onto this terrible, terrible act. This is a horrific sin of someone upon another person. But let's pray for Charlie's family, for all who loved him, for our country, that God would bring healing and that violence would cease and that his people would shine as lights in the darkness. Because peace in this world is not what we have to hope for. What we have to hope for is the truth of the gospel and eternal peace through Christ our Savior. So let's see how this can help us to be reminded of the true hope in the gospel, that we could also be a light to others, that in this time of perhaps questioning, we might be able to show others the truth that Charlie held so dear that he committed his life to defending. With that, we do have some updates, so let's get into those as well. Welcome to The Frontline with FPM, where we talk about California politics, homeschool freedom, parental rights, and the family. I'm your host, Nathan Pierce, and thanks for joining us today. Let's jump right in and see what's going on here on The Frontline. We do have some updates on legislation. AB 727 has been passed by the California State Senate, went over to the Assembly, and was quickly adopted in the Assembly after the Senate had amended the bill. It had to go back to the state. After the Senate had amended the bill, 727, which is the ID card bill, got sent back to the California State Assembly, voted on there to concur in the amendments, and has been sent to engrossing and enrolling, which is the process by which a bill is prepared for the governor's signature or veto. Engrossing and enrolling is the process in which the bill gets reformatted, gets a signature line placed on it, and gets the code language cleaned up and ready from the final version that had the amendments, where there were strike-throughs and underscores from the amendment process. If you recall, the last amendment that was done to AB 727 was the amendment including, among other things, the exemption of private schools, including private homeschools, from being affected by the impact of AB 727, which requires student ID cards to include a special hotline, a text line, and a call line, telephone number for the Trevor Project, which is an LGBTQ activist organization with a counseling service for youth to get counseling on LGBT issues, including gender identity struggles. And so that is a concern. It does not directly and immediately impact private homeschool families or private schools, but it will have an impact on all of those in a public school and a public school program, whether that's a traditional public school, a campus school, or a charter school. So charter schools will be impacted by this bill, and student ID cards, any student ID cards issued by a charter school, will include this Trevor Project hotline on that student ID card. Moving on to AB 459. AB 459, I call that the child snatcher bill, and that bill has passed out of the California State Senate. It is moving to the California State Assembly and could be voted on either tomorrow or Friday. Tomorrow being Thursday, because I'm recording on Wednesday, so Thursday or Friday of this week, so that would be the 11th or 12th of September, that bill could be voted on by the California State Assembly and sent over to the governor. So I would encourage you to call your state assembly member to ask them, please vote no on AB 495. That bill is headed over to the California State Assembly for a vote on Thursday or Friday, the 11th or 12th, and that bill will be voted on there and could be voted on there and sent over to the governor. So what I would encourage you to call your California State Assembly member, ask them to vote no on AB 495 because it undermines the authority of the family and the structure of parents having the authority to make decisions for their children. So I would encourage you to make those phone calls, make them as soon as you possibly can, and we'll try to keep you posted on those. And in addition to this, I just wanted to give you an update. The legislature is wrapping up on Friday. There have been sessions every day this week, and we will continue to see a significant amount of debate and arguments on legislation in the California State Legislature over the next couple of days here as the legislature presses on with hundreds of bills, passing them to the governor between now and Friday night. So be praying for our legislators and be praying for those phone calls to make a difference, because they still can make a difference even in these final hours of the legislative session for this year. God bless you. God bless your families. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening, and pray for the end of this legislative session for this year. It's wrapping up, but you can still make a difference. So make those phone calls and pray for our country. Pray for God's light to be shown and his gospel to be heard. Thanks. See you again next time. Thanks for joining us for this episode of The Frontline with FPM. For more information about the topics we discuss here, check out Family Protection Ministries at fpmca.org and subscribe to our channel.